Ka. It means holy worship. Join me, your host, Robert Randall, as we delve into biblical instrumentation and music history to discover the sounds behind the words of our Savior, Yeshua, Messiah. Good afternoon, family in Jesus Christ. Saravim Tovim Mishpachah Yeshua Messiah. It is I, your host, Robert Randall, welcoming you once again to Kadosh Ka, Understanding of the Sounds Behind Our Master, Yeshua Messiah. Continuing our journey through the woodwinds today. Abba Father, we bow our hearts in prayer as we seek you in spirit and in truth, one in you and you in us, our love in you and your love in us. Knowing that there is this one divine truth, to know God the Father and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We thank you, Father, for creating us in your image, Father, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And in that respect, we give you all the thanks and glory, for we are your most prized creation, and you are the Savior who humbly left his heavenly abode to die in the shoes and the very essence of his most prized creation to redeem them. We thank you, and we allow this lesson to be imparted to our hearts and minds. In Yeshua's name, amen. The ugav. This is one of my favorite instruments. The reason being is because this instrument is mysterious in its linguistic translation, to where some scholars believe there is no actual definition for the word, while others believe that this is actually the ancient equivalent of what we would know today as the organ, the ugav. Perhaps the most unique instrument that begs the question as to how the Hebrews would have given portability to this instrument. McConkle's take is as follows. Ugav, Strong's H5748. Mentioned only four times within the traditional Hebrew texts in limited context, the ugav is one of the instruments in Scripture we know very little. Inconsistently rendered as a string instrument in one place, and some type of reed instrument in another by various translators, an exact description and classification of this instrument is not possible due to the references in relation to the lyre found in Genesis 4:21, the Apocryphal Psalm 151 verse 2, and the Dead Sea Scroll Fragment 11Q 45:28 verse 4. This is an unverified source, I might add. After going on the Dead Sea Scrolls Project website, I was unable to verify McConkle's Dead Sea Scrolls source. It may, however, be reasonable to assume that it was some standing string instrument. Genesis 4:21, Job 21:12, 30 verse 31, Psalm 150 verse 4, Apocryphal Psalm 151 verse 2, 11Q45, 28 verse 4, Dead Sea Scroll, a total of five occurrences, end quote. The Strong's definition given says that ugav comes from the root agav, Strong's H5689, in the original sense of breathing a reed instrument of music. What are we to make of this, given there are two references for organ and one for pipe and flute? It should be a wind instrument indeed. To classify it as a string instrument seems unfounded in any lexicon. Just because an instrument is found in the Psalms does not make it a psaltery. The hermeneutical danger of name association comes to mind. The context and the root of the word in question should speak for itself. After careful study, it is my opinion that this is a wind reed instrument. While its linguistics are questionable, there is at least a fairly solid evolutionary cultural progression that can be traced. One perspective is the shepherds of ancient Greece played the double flute, the allos, which gave inspiration to as predecessors of this instrument. The Greeks called it a syrinx, while most records attribute the earliest Greek version of the organ to an inventor in the 3rd century, Cestibius of Alexandria. Dr. Steiner elaborates on one of the early organs. It is a collection of tubes of different sizes, stopped at one end and blown into at the other as above described, forms the musical instrument known as pan's pipes, in the Greek the syrinx, Latin fistula, or as a collection of flutes, be they of different sizes, placed in a series of holes in a box through which the air can be mechanically forced, constitutes what has for centuries been distinctively called the organ. This difference between these two instruments is of the more importance because it is a commonly received notion that the syrinx is the parent of the organ, unquestionably as regards antiquity. In an ancient Peruvian tomb, a syrinx was discovered and procured by General Perusin. A plaster cast of this interesting relic was lent for exhibition at South Kensington Museum in 1872 by Professor Oakley of Edinburgh. The description of the original as given in the catalog is as follows. It is made of a greenish stone, which is a species of talc. Four of its tubes have small lateral finger holes, which, when closed, lower the pitch a semitone. The Inca Peruvians called the syrinx Hayaparahura. The British Museum possesses one of these, consisting of 14 pipes. Archaeology has further uncovered such ancient panpipes containing between 7 to 9 reeds. The Talmud, Michan, Tractate Erachin, Chapter 2, Section 3, 5, and 6, describes an instrument called magrifa that was for temple use. The word translated means a fork and is described as having upright pipes, much like the prongs of the utensil so named. Considered to be an instrument that was a wind box in the player's hand whose tonality was produced by a clavier or keyboard. While this may seem hard to believe, a Roman account, by Vitruvius Pollio, an architect from the Augustan era, claims that the first organ was hydraulically powered by water. However, Rome is much later and highly advanced. While no drawings are available, we can postulate that two chambers of water, when flowing properly beneath the piping above, moved a constant stream of air. A numismatic representation of an organ is found on a coin in the time of Nero, residing in the Roman Vatican archives. Apart from this, there is no further evidence that there was an actual organ that was played in Rome, let alone one that was hydraulically powered. Most of what is known comes from stationary organs. Those in cathedrals became known as positive organs, while portable ones like the regale, a small portable 16th century organ of which we know little about, were of the portative class. Western familiarity is from organs in grand cathedrals, played by the Bach lineage or from the silent early film genre. It was a laborious process involving two or more people maneuvering airflow into the instrument to produce sound. Some used their body weight on levers to maneuver airflow before machine-pumped air was invented. While many religious circles enjoyed church organs, the Puritans who came to our country, German and Geneva Bibles in tow, had strict reservations about them. The author sees this instrument as a far more ancient vessel from a culture many in academia would consider present descendants of the Hebrews in Asia. Throughout its ancient history, this is by far the most unique instrument in this catalog. The organ of the ancient Hebrews is in fact a version of an organ from Asia called the shang. It was carried by a player in both arms and played by blowing at the base of the instrument through metal reeds, so the player can manage airflow through the pipes above. The difference between our Western organ and the ancient shang is in the means by which vibrations are carried through the pipes. In the shang's case, a free reed like the aloes is used. The number of pipes was between 13 to 21. While not peculiar, we have seen other instruments adopted by the Hebrews from other nations. The Chinese depiction may not be what Jubal had in mind when he first invented it. Certainly the notion of pipes and reeds was available in a simpler construct. Steiner speaks to the scriptural citations. In the Septuagint, the word ugav has three distinct renderings. Kithara, Genesis 4, Salmas, Job 21 and 30, as well as organum in Psalm 31. That learned scholars should have ventured to translate one Hebrew word by three names of such totally different significance as guitar, psaltery, and organ is a sufficient warning to the danger of trusting in translations. In our authorized versions, it is uniformly rendered as organ, end quote. such as handle the harp and organ. Genesis 4:21. Rejoice in the sound of the organ. Job 21:12. My harp Kinnor also turned into mourning, and my organ Ugav into the voice of them that weep. Job 30:31. Praise him with the timbrel and the organ. Psalm 31:4. In the prayer book version, it is in this last passage rendered by pipes. Praise him with the strings, minimum, and pipes, ugav. Here the word is perhaps used to express wind instrument generally. Praise him with the stringed instruments and wind instruments. The German version of the Bible translates ugav in every case by pipes, pfeifen. Genesis 4:21, Job 21:12, Psalm 30:51. 150:4, cited in the prayer book by Dr. Steiner, are the only mentions of the organ by Steiner in the Bible. In its modern construct, it is said that the organ is the king of all instruments, therefore it is worthy to include it. Although there is a lack of linguistic and evolutionary origin, it is most likely the shang, or a variation thereof. Jubal's instrument is the perfect representation of what the Hebrews would have played, an instrument for times of joy, sorrow, and festivity, an instrument that is worthy of praise, that is worthy to praise Yehovah Sevaot, the Lord of hosts. For the final segment of our show, the audio portion of our broadcast, I took some time to really dig and look for what would be the ancient Chinese shang, and I found it. In fact, I came across probably one of the best musical presentations on an instrument thus far that I've searched on YouTube or any of the other alternative sites. And I must say, I'm very pleased with this Philharmonic Orchestra UK presentation. It was one of the best that I ever came across. This is a 21-minute long video, and I had to record this at least 4 or 5 times in different areas and cut and paste and chop just so that there wasn't dead air in certain places and so it was a manageable audio presentation. That being said, the shang is still in use today. This is not just something that died off in China and is no longer in use. This was a performance that was done, this wasn't the actual performance, but it was a presentation done before the performance on April 5th of this year of our Lord, 2019. So the shang goes back thousands of years, like I've said, and this presentation goes through everything, how it's constructed, its history, its Chinese name. Where does that come from? It's kind of interesting. Why does it need hot water? Okay, that's something that I was not able to record here. So when you view it visually and you see why does he have to have hot water for this instrument, you'll find it absolutely fascinating. But this is the free reed organ, according to not only the description, but also to our presenter, Wu Wei, himself. He says that this is the mouse organ. So whether or not this was Jubal's instrument, you know, I can't say for certain, but it certainly has a very ancient appeal and something with a long cultural history that has a very strong probability of being a descendant of that. So without further ado, here is Wu Wei with the ancient shang.
My name is Wu Wei. I play Chinese sheng. So today I bring this instrument here. Sheng is kind of Chinese mouse organ. This instrument in Chinese called sheng, S-H-E-N-G, sheng. In Chinese writer, this is bamboos. This is bamboos. And under it's life. Actually, it's meanings something grew up from the ground, from earth. This very important symbol also for Chinese philosophy and means also life, vita. We wish much more life. And in old time, sheng also called he, meaning is harmony, peace, human with human harmony, and human with natural harmony, human with universal harmony, we have always to find something, to do something for the harmony, for the balance between everything. This is what we are looking for. About in Chinese music, we play many use Chinese harmony. Actually, it's more than Pagale, fifth and octave. Like if I play D, but we always play. If I play E, always play together. Like I play, for example, Jiangnan Sizhou music, so Jiangnan Seeker Bamboo's music. That is this kind of music from South China. And also we have very different character music. Sometimes something like from North China, very energetic. Something like this music come from Shandong province. So you will hear, if really together, so fifth is very, very beautiful. Just the tuning is finished. So if you hold the instrument, if your finger push any note, like this is A, A2, so A2 hole. Just I push that, I'm blowing inside. And I can blowing out. So they produce same notes. And if you put this hole, keep this hole, then push this hole, this key, this is sharp C. So, like a small orchestra.
Finally, brethren, I leave you with a meditative Tehillah from a book of Davidic Psalms for your meditation. Tehillah, Psalm chapter 18. God delivers and saves you. I will love you, O Yehovah, my strength. Yehovah is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon Yehovah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yehovah and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before even into his ears. For by you have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Yahovah lives, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. God is a rock-solid fortress for you when you trust in him. He delivers you from evil and empowers you with the strength to escape enemies and surmount obstacles. Nothing can stand in your way when you trust in Yehovah. Without a doubt, the one and only living Elohim is the God of your salvation. Call upon Yehovah, knowing he will deliver you. Remember in your daily worship and meditation to make a joyful noise unto Yeshua and to praise him with all your heart and love him. And now, if you'd like to contact me and leave some comments or ask some questions about the show, here's some contact information.
If you'd like to find out more about your host, you can go to my official website at robertrandallmusic.com, where you can read my bio and see the various projects that I've worked on for with One Accord Ministries, as well as listen to my albums. My first album, That Perfect Moment, a solo piano relaxing album with background orchestration of original composition works, an EP, as well as my second album, which is a classical piano album called A Classical Baroque Musician, featuring some of the most well-known beloved classical pieces from three genres of classical composers, including Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, and Chopin. You can also find me on social music media on Soundbirth app, which allows musicians to collaborate as well as promote their music on Spotify and YouTube, and get advice from music managers on how to better their craft and their ability to be a better musician. You can also find me on bandlab.com at Robert Randall Music. You can also find me on soundtrap.com or the Soundtrap app, Robert Randall Music. Soundtrap is a digital audio workstation allowing for aspiring musicians to create audio content via loops or through live instruments, as well as connect with musicians all over the globe on the Skype platform and the chat platform to create works of art in music, as well as podcast content creation for distribution on the Spotify platform. Whether you're a solo musician, a band, or an aspiring content creator, Soundtrap is the platform for you. Also, if you're an educator wanting to teach your class using the creative arts, Soundtrap is also a great way to teach your students in a very fun and creative environment. Finally, brethren, we are not here without your precious prayers and financial support to Hebrew Nation Radio, Intervision FM, and our podcast providers. Hebrew Nation Radio is a 501c3 ministry, a radio broadcast, and a bookstore, delivering the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom prophetically for our name, destiny, calling in the body of Christendom, and delivering the Torah to the nations, to those curious about the Hebraic roots of the Christian faith. Hebrew Nation Radio, building a nation, not a denomination, now reaches 1 million visitors every day on HebrewNationOnline.com, on the Hebrew Nation app, as well as on the Hebrew Nation Online podcast, and the newest engagement in our mighty network's Hibernation Online community. We'd like to thank Roland and the crew for all that they've done to support Holy Worship. You can also listen to Holy Worship as an individual podcast on whatever podcast platform that you get your podcast provided on. If you enjoy Holy Worship, the music of the Bible, please consider making a donation at the link included at every podcast description of every episode on the podcast to keep us going with our podcast provider on Anchor.fm. We'd also like to thank Johnny Johnson and crew at Intervision.fm for also broadcasting our podcast every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on Intervision.fm. Intervision.fm is an online radio station broadcasting us on KINV-DB internet radio on Live 365 on the 365 app and website for internet radio. Intervision FM recently won the 2021 Denver honoree of the Mayor's Award for excellence in the arts and culture. And that has been an award that's been presented since 1986. You can find Johnny Johnson and crew on YouTube or on various Denver TV networks, as well as on Intervision.fm, and listen to their radio station and watch their YouTube show as well every Wednesday. Thank you so much, guys, for allowing Holy Worship to be broadcast on Intervision FM. It is a unique opportunity as well for those who are in the blind and visually impaired community and those with various disabilities to be able to learn the ability to broadcast their content, be it music or podcasting, on online radio. And Intervision FM works with its mission to educate people with disabilities to have a voice in the Denver community. So we thank Intervision FM for all that they're doing, especially for someone who resonates with their vision to help people with disabilities to have a voice, not only for the gospel of Christ, but for those seeking to have a voice through the soul and operation of music. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. And I hope that you have a blessed Sabbath. And until next time, I'm Robert Randall, signing out. Be blessed, everyone.